guilty, but I committed no crime. They said confessions bring lenience, so they put me on the line. So I protest the massacres at the Tiananmen Square. My friends say,
pumpkin pie, the filling always ruins the crust. The crust is good, but you have to scrape all the rest off to enjoy it.
Howdy, howdy. Tobe, of course, is probably here. And don't forget, Jazzmaz is always listening. So definitely check it out. There's lots of cool stories and lots of cool shows on and on radio. In comm, just press the equal key or go to anonradio.net. And once you're there, you can see the schedule, listen live, find out about the...
So I had a clear account of all abuses of power and the memories of homeland now gone sour. And I only got one weapon, it's so plain for me to see. My only weapon I call poetry. And I don't even know why the truth seems like a lie.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, May 8th. May number 8th here in at 1904 UTC. It is a beautiful time. It is 33 degrees. So I am on the fourth floor. I'm below the roof. I'm still in the garage. I can see the roof, but I avoided it. Fun fact, I recently learned, thanks to Richard Ayoade's BBC show, parking garages weren't designed for the weight of electric vehicles, so many multi-story car parks may have trouble if everybody started using an electric car. We might start seeing collapsing of car parks whenever when they're super full. If you want to hang out and talk during the show and kind of just interact, you can always do that. All you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. Once you're there, launch comm, C-O-M, press enter, you press G for go to, type it on radio, all lowercase, all one word, and you press enter, and once you do, you'll be in comm, hanging out with everyone, including the cool people, all the cool people, like Quentin and Publius, and the Z-Man, Zoroff, LCD, and Black Box, and I'm sure X1's in here, Tobe's here, everybody's in here. Let's see what we've got going on. Minty Fresh Coinage. Let's see. Unfortunately, I haven't found another such helpful minter, and my plans to start my own private mint have not yet gotten off the ground. Ah. Publius is going to be minting his own coins. I'm guessing for his for his coin-operated telephone that he's purchased recently. And Tobe's going to run his own money. Oh, man. Sounds like an adventure. We'll talk about some coins coming up in just a little bit. Oh, and hello to Aaron Sinclair. Welcome, welcome. And Lakina. Lakina? Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in, being part of the community here. A lot of traffic on this side of the garage, so I'm going to walk over to the other direction. But we have tons of news. This weekend, death and destruction is how we start the show. And oh boy, howdy, do we have a lot of death and destruction today. I was looking up what Roquefort cheese is. Roquefort cheese is blue cheese. Don't be fooled. If you don't like blue cheese and somebody says, oh, don't worry, it's just Roquefort cheese, that's just a name brand. They're trying to fool you. Blue cheese is of the devil, if you ask me. But I'm sure many people love it. All right, so let's just go to our bookmarks. We go bookmarks, desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me, today, May 8th. And boom. Oops. Bookmarks. All right, so we start in Peru. Oh, and I think I figured out why, just as a aside, because I was about to cough and I stopped myself. I think I figured it out. The reason I've got this cough, air pollution. Living in hippy-dippy Austin, we don't really have much industry here. But I believe it's air pollution, because every day that I've had a bad cough or had significant cough, it's been very hazy outside. And I found out that the haze is from small particulate matter air pollution, I guess. When it's very humid, those particulates puff up water. And that's why we kind of can see them, and it hazes up the air. But anyway, you guys have any tips for how to remediate air pollution, let me know. Oh, Publius letting me know. Say Rochefort. Thank you. All right, so let's get going. We're starting in Peru. 27 people are dead. How? What travesty could have fallen them? Well, they were burned alive. A fire broke out deep in a gold mine in southern Peru and killed at least 27 workers during an overnight shift, Peruvian authorities reported. Man, I have trouble imagining dying in a mine, but overnight and in a fire, it'd be like dying in hell. The Yaniqua Mining Company said in a statement that 175 workers had been safely evacuated after the accident, which happened late Friday or early Saturday. It says the 27 dead worked for a contractor that specializes in mining. Government officials said the cause of the fire was under investigation. Some news reports and preliminary investigations indicate an explosion might have been set off by a short circuit in a part of the mine about 100 meters below the surface. Relatives of the victims were brought by buses to the mine in the Arequipa region, where they were briefed by security agents. Some sat in front of posters at the entrance to the mine to wait for bodies of their loved ones. Marcelina Aguirre said her husband was among the dead. She said he had told her there were risks at the mine. We're very worried, very sad. We are to lose a husband, leaving two abandoned children. The public ministry's financial district said investigators were working to clarify what happened. During the investigation, the prosecutor's office will determine the cause of the tragic event and the responsibility of those involved. So, pretty horrible way to die. Lakina letting us know Aaron is a friend from elsewhere. Well, welcome, welcome. Yeah, Quentin, good point. That's why the phrase die in a fire is so damn harsh. So, yeah. Very terrible. So that's kind of one of the sadness. That's a sad one. Don't worry, we got to keep on going. There's more death. In Iran, not a big body count, but two people have been killed. Iran has hanged two men convicted of blasphemy, according to authorities, carrying out rare death sentences for the crime as the number of executions soars across the Islamic Republic after months of unrest. The country remains one of the world's top executioners, having put to death at least 203 prisoners so far this year, according to the Oslo-based group Iran Human Rights. But executions for blasphemy remain rare. As in previous cases, the sentences have been reduced by authorities. The pair executed, Yosef Murad and Sadrullah Fazali Zer, they died at Iraq prison in central Iran. They were arrested in May 2020, accused of being involved in a channel on the Telegram messaging app called Critique of Superstition and Religion. According to the U.S. Commission of International Religious Freedom, both men spent months in solitary confinement and could not contact their families. News agency of Iran's judiciary confirmed the execution, describing the two men as having insulted the Prophet Muhammad and promoted atheism. Don't worry, you may say, oh man, that's terrible. We're so close to passing these laws in the United States, it's not even funny. So hold on to your butts. Execution, yeah, Jalamoth, you're right. They've been reducing the sentences, so there have been a lot of executions, but a lot of them have been getting their sentences reduced. So no, that's what I thought too first. The execution was the reduced sentence. Like, what was the worst sentence? You're going to be sentenced to hell. It's like your eternal soul. But yeah. Publius worked with a guy once whose family left Iran because his grandfather had written a Marxist history of the life of Muhammad. Oh, wow. Yeah, that would chase you out of the state, probably. So this story was out of Iran. It could have been out of Texas or Florida. Don't worry, we got plenty of Texas news for you here coming up. So, after Iran hung those guys, let's go to Texas for a little bit. There were two mass death events where eight people have died, or around eight people. First in Allen, Texas, which is in the north of the state. A young security guard and an engineer from India were among the victims of Saturday's deadly shooting at a shopping mall. Eight people, including children, were killed in the attack, which also left seven wounded. The 33-year-old perpetrator was shot and killed by a police officer who was nearby, responding to an unrelated call. Police are now investigating. Oh, that's a nail gun. Police are now investigating whether the attacker was motivated by right-wing extremist ideology. While information about the victim is still trickling out in the wake of the shooting, two of the dead so far have been identified. And then they just have stories about the people who were killed, which, sadly enough, in the U.S., there's too many people that are killed every day. We can't really go into their personal stories. We just need to know how many people were killed and by what method, usually. Down in Brownsville, which is in the deep south, it's one of the border towns in Texas, a driver of a car which struck a group of people in Brownsville, killed eight, has been charged with manslaughter. Police identified the driver, a 34-year-old Brownsville resident with a lengthy criminal history. Investigators have yet to determine whether the incident was intentional or an accident. 12 people were also injured in the crash, some of them critically. In a news conference on Monday, Brownsville Police Chief Felix Sauceda said that Mr. Alvarez ran a red light and lost control of his vehicle, striking 18 people. The group was at a bus stop close to a shelter for the homeless and migrants in Brownsville, which is located near the border. Mr. Alvarez allegedly attempted to flee the crash, but was restrained and held down by people at the scene. In addition to eight manslaughter charges, Mr. Alvarez is facing 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Mr. Saucedo said that several of the victims have been confirmed as being Venezuelan nationals. Local authorities have been in touch with Venezuelan authorities to coordinate reunification efforts and assistance for the victims. Which is great. I mean, the U.S. does so little for any migrants or people who are trying to seek asylum. I guess that's the least we could do. Oh, let's see. Let's catch up with Calm. It's always good to catch up with Calm, you know. Tobe pointing out that reduced sentence saved the lives of the family and children. Oh, thanks, Tobe. I appreciate you helping clarify that. So, that's a good deal. hey, Jongsik. Yeah, we were talking about Allen, Texas and Brownsville. Those two mass death events, I guess. I don't know what to call. They weren't, the Brownsville thing wasn't a shooting, but, you know. But plenty of people dying. So, yeah, it's a pretty sad state of affairs there. Quentin pointing out that Allen, Texas shooter was a right-wing bigot. Interesting. I'm not sure. I hadn't read that yet, so very interesting. So now to get to more sad, still talking about death, but it's somehow sadder when the body count is lower. First, we're still in Texas. A Texas woman found the body of her 16-year-old daughter after tracking her phone to the bottom of a cliff. Never guess where the kid was. Also at the bottom of a cliff. I'm going to cough. I wonder if... Maybe if I get a respirator or like a filtration mask, maybe that'll help. Anyway, the grieving mother first became concerned when she couldn't find her daughter during a pickup on Wednesday at Keystone School, according to the San Antonio Police Department. The woman then tracked the teen's phone to an area near Heroes Stadium, but was not immediately able to locate her. Where could she be? After reporting her missing to law enforcement, the teen was found unconscious at the bottom of a cliff by her mother on Thursday. First responders attempted to perform CPR on her to no avail, and the girl was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim has since been identified as junior student Siri Reddy. Authorities have said that it is believed she died as a result of the injuries she sustained while falling from the hill. So, an investigation into her death is underway, but nobody knows why she was on this hill or how she fell, but if you do fall off a cliff, you will die. An N95 respirator will help. Thanks a lot, Puble Sinceroha. I have this giant beard. I think if I want to use that mask, I might have to shave. Breathing or keeping my beard? Which, what a terrible decision to have to make. Texas elected officials are rapidly deploying thoughts and prayers because that's so effective. Good point, Quentin. Yeah, they're pretty much, no matter who, the Allen shooting was extra great because there weren't even any counter protests. Like they had an anti-gun rally, and there aren't even people protesting. The civil servants that do speak up, they just kind of say, "We're praying for you," but we should not. Greg Abbott was on the radio saying that Texas is strong and is working hard on mental health issues. Meanwhile, the biggest mental health facility. Big car driving by. Biggest mental health facility in Texas and really in the whole world is the Harris County County Jail. So, gotta love it. But don't worry, we gotta keep on a rolling because it is 19:19 UTC, only 11 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. And we still have more death and destruction. But don't forget, the Dubious Goals Committee every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC, right here on and on radio. Alright, so bookmarks. More death. Now we go to North Carolina, where another teenager is dead. Now, how did this kid die? Well, he fell down a hole. Well, it's not really falling down the hole that was the problem. It was being buried alive. What do you mean? Well, here we go. A 17-year-old boy was buried alive under several feet of sand after the walls of a hole in a dune collapsed on him on a North Carolina beach. The unidentified teen who was visiting... Cape Hatteras National Seashore near Frisco from Chesapeake, Virginia, became trapped in a hole on Saturday. Seashore rangers responded to the scene around 2 p.m. after receiving several 911 calls in connection with the incident. Prior to arriving on scene, family and friends went looking for the teenager and found him buried under several feet of sand, apparently caused by portions of the adjacent dune collapsing into the hole. I don't know. I feel like this is kind of something the parents should have read up about or known more about, because pretty common. It's like if you're don't climb around in unstable holes. That's a good thing to know whether you're climbing into sand dunes or body parts. Avoid unstable holes. Holes are not toys. Coming from Publius. Oh man, all the noobs are gonna miss the noob show. Oh, is that what's going on? LCD didn't picture M&W with a beard. yeah, I've had a beard since 2008. Just a short Marcus side note. In 2008, we moved to a new building. And when we moved to the new building, we had a beard growing contest. So we had the beard growing contest. And then around Thanksgiving, the contest was over. It had been a couple of months long. And so after Thanksgiving, I shaved my beard. Well, shaved my beard, and guess what happened? I went home, and that weekend, my gallbladder, like, ruptured. So I swore off shaving ever again because I didn't want any other organs to explode. So that's the story. That's how I've been having. That's why I've had a beard for so long. But I might shave it off if I have to wear a mask. All right. So much death. So much destruction. Now here's something. This is death, but this is death and mutilation of dudes. Why are you gonna be mean to dudes? And I'm calling cows dudes because I'm in Texas and cows are the closest things to dudes that I run into around here. Not really, but this story is about animal mutilation. So if you're sensitive to that, you may want to tune out for a couple minutes. 2 or 3 minutes. Of course, come back because we've got a few more stories after that and the Dubious Goals Committee hit 1930. So their tongues were cut off, but there was no spilled blood, no signs of struggle, no footprints or tire tracks. Investigators are stumped. Who is going on a murderous rampage of cows in Texas, and how are there no clues surrounding their death? It seemed a scene straight out of The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, the reality TV show on the History Channel about the Utah ranch that is supposedly the site of unexplained supernatural phenomena. Across 3 Texas counties within the span of a few weeks, 7 cattle were found dead under the same suspicious circumstances, lying on one side with the mutilated part of their face exposed, minus a tongue. The cow killing spree happened Madison, Brazos, and Robertson counties. Each cow was from a different pasture and herd. A straight, clean cut with apparent precision had been made to remove the hide around the cow's mouth on one side, leaving the meat under the removed hide untouched. On 2 of the 5 cows, a circular cut was made removing the anus and the external genitalia. The circular cut was made with the same precision as the cuts around the jaw lines of each cow. Researchers reported no predators or birds had scavenged the remains, a common theme in similar killings. The official cause of most of the cow's death is still unknown, but the freakish events have sparked memories of long-held conspiracy theory about the mysterious death of livestock animals dating back to the 1970s, blaming aliens and UFOs. Back then, scores of animal mutilations across 7 U.S. states triggered a bout of speculation that outer space visitors were tackling and sampling earthly animals. No word on what's going on. The justice of the the local sheriff is also a rancher and has cattle in the area. cows are pretty great and delicious. Chupacabra, says Tobe. Publius has a friend whose father was called in to testify about cattle mutilations. Publius lets us know if a cow dies, it will fall on its side. So anyway, very, very troubling stuff indeed. There's a lot more news and a lot of other cool stuff, but since we only have 5 minutes or so, we're going to just talk about energy, because out of everything else, I like tech news. I also like energy. We also got to talk about death and destruction, because these are stories that are so terrible, but nobody's talking about them. It's like they're like third page, fourth page news, you know? So anyway, but... Yeah, so we'll see what's happening. Man, it is very hot today. I'm dying. I'm running out of juice. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on. How you doing? Yeah. Okay. Well, we're kind of out of time. I will give you a couple headlines. So, kind of frustrated. It's okay. We've only been coming to the roof for a couple years, so you don't know. Anyway, the important part. Zimbabwe had a big hydrocarbon discovery, so watch out, world. They're going to be pumping out oil soon. Zimbabwe also introduced a digital currency backed by gold, so that should be fun. Fueling is going to begin on the first refurbished Bruce unit. Bruce Power has reached the major milestone of substantial completion of the construction phase of major component replacement portion of refurbishment of Bruce Unit 6 and will now begin refueling work as the focus moves on to returning the plant to service later this year. Unit 6 is the first of six CANDU reactors at the site in Ontario to undergo refurbishment in a privately funded investment. It'll extend the life of the site through 2064. So, very exciting news. Oops, sorry about that, guys. Sorry, Com. yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys missed it. Quentin, your vouch did not help. Luckily I was wearing my badge. Sometimes I come out here and I have my badge in my pocket, or I'm not...